This is St. Louis Public Radio. 10 years ago this week, all eyes were on Wall Street. The nation's largest financial institutions stood on the brink of collapse, setting off the deepest economic downturn since the Great Depression. As part of our continuing series on the Great Recession, St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard talks with St. Louisans who graduated from college during this period and traded their American dreams for survival plans.
Come on in.
Laura Banks is proud of her split-level house in South St. Louis County. She and her husband Patrick bought it last year, just days after returning from their honeymoon.
And so we spend a lot of time down here.
Banks is 31. Like many of her peers who graduated from college during the Great Recession, she struggled to get her career on track. Recently, she joined Express Scripts as an account manager.
I think we finally turned the corner. I mean, we're sitting in my house, so that's really exciting that we're finally homeowners.
But Banks says that buying a home was a leap of faith. Millennials have not forgotten how the economy pulled the rug out from under them.
We have less trust in employers because so many of our parents did lose their jobs. We have less trust in the stock market because it crashed. And I think that a lot of us are worried that it is going to happen again.
Millennials born during the 1980s have been trying to catch up since the financial collapse of 2008. Researchers say they aren't making as much progress as older generations. When it comes to wealth accumulation, some worry that the children of the 80s could become a lost generation. Lowell Ricketts is an analyst for the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank. He says families headed by millennials are bogged down by student loan and credit card debt. They have not benefited from rebounding house prices and the surging stock market because they aren't invested in them.
These families haven't had those tailwinds to their wealth accumulation.
As dismal as that sounds, Ricketts says there is an upside. Millennials have a greater earnings potential than older age groups, and time is on their side.
And one of the great strengths that this generation has going for them is their education. This is the most highly educated generation. The past might not predict the direction that these families will go.
Banks says millennials have something else going for them, resourcefulness. They had to create new paths for themselves to survive the recession. At Normandy High School, assistant principal Isaiah Melendez is visiting with students during a volleyball game in the gym.
Mr. Melendez, he is real cool, bro.
He says he loves his job, and he wants to be a role model for students who are growing up without their fathers, like he did.
If I had a male figure to step into my life, it could have really changed a lot of the experiences that I had growing up.
Melendez is 29. He grew up in Chicago. When he graduated from Missouri Baptist University in 2012, the recession was officially over, but teaching jobs were limited. His first position at a private Christian college in St. Louis paid just $20,000 a year. Melendez says it's taken hard work, focus, and determination to get where he is, but he still faces a major challenge. He owes thousands of dollars in student loans.
I need to find a way to pay for that. It is a weight that I carry.
The Lost Generation research didn't look at race, but other Federal Reserve studies have found that by age 25, white college-educated adults have about $17,000 more wealth than their black counterparts. That's because white parents often are financially able to help pay for college, so their children take on less student loan debt and pay it back faster. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.